faster. I didn't know you were up. I didn't wake you, did I? If my humming was too loud, I'm so sorry. You don't mind? You were awake? Really? I've been telling you to get more sleep and you listened? Of course I'm happy you listening to me makes me feel so warm inside. Why wouldn't it? You're my beloved, kind, generous master after all. I know I don't have to call you that, it's just... You really helped me out after we graduated and my landlord kicked me out. We were friends for so long and you stepping up like that really means the world to me. I just appreciate it and appreciate you so, so much. Taking me in, never judging me, being so warm, so accepting. I never thought someone like me would be worth all this. Are you really sure you'd be okay with me being your maid? Me? No one else? You don't want me to move out or do a better job or... Oh, thank you. No, I'll stop. I just get a little worried and self-conscious, you know? You do so much for me. And I get worried I don't show how much I appreciate it. Oh, don't mind me. Your room is the last one I need to clean, okay? Oh, no, 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 Master. I'm so embarrassed. I thought I wore my pads, your shirt. When you hugged me and squished into me, my stupid, gigantic boobs, they leaked onto your shirt. I'll clean it right away. I'm so, so sorry. I thought I had this under control, but it's always worse when I'm ovulating. Thank you for asking, but I'm fine. Remember that condition I was telling you the woman in my family have? Yeah, side effect number one. Number two, I don't mind my figure. And a doctor said that, well, breast milk we produce burns a lot of calories, so I can stay thin no matter what I eat, but they're so heavy and get in the way while I'm trying to clean up. It's okay. Let me finish up and I'll get you all cleaned up. Then we can get you some dinner. I can never understand how your room gets this dusty. I clean it all the time. Is it from the PC or something? So bizarre. Don't get up. I know not to open a third drawer with all your valuable collectibles. I wasn't born yesterday, Master. Hey, is that Black Ops? Whoa, Nostalgia Bomb. We used to play that all the time back in high school. Up all night drinking sugary drinks, gorging ourselves on pizza. You know, I always knew you were letting me get the ray gun on purpose. You've always been so sweet to me. In fact, every memory I have of you is so kind, so gentle. Even as a kid, you're always looking out for me and taking the time to hang out to make me feel welcomed, despite being the weird, shy girl with a missing tooth and funny accent. Don't you try and argue. You should know the little things mean the most. Giving me the last banana-flavored popsicle, or sitting next to me on the bus. It all means the world to me. Oh no, not again! You've cared for me my whole life, and I can't even do the one stupid thing to try and make it up to you. All these stupid breasts! I have grown too big to let me even clean properly. It's so shameful. What good am I as a maid if my chest is always knocking things over? The point is for me to clean messes, not make them. And the stain on your shirt, the drops on the floor, I didn't even notice. I'm so sorry again. I'm always sorry. The same weird-looking shy girl, the same. Master, what are you doing? I need to clean. Huh? You don't need to look so upset. I promise I'll get it cleaned. That's not why you're upset. It was what I said about myself. But you think I'm beautiful? What? You can't. I just... Okay. I understand. I won't argue. You think I'm beautiful, pretty, gorgeous, cute, sweet, caring. Master, this is too much. Please let me get you clean while I can still hold back. It's my job. Did he mean to kiss me? I was cleaning, remember? I hadn't started using this yet, so it's clean. I can't believe my milk seeped through enough for your chest to still be wet. Whoa, do I need to start, like, milking myself like a cow? This is excessive. Sorry, I'm trying my best to keep them off you, but my hands are only so long. I'm almost done, okay? Let me lean in and clean your face, Master. You're so close. What is that look in your eyes? Why are you leaning in? Master, what are you doing? I'm your maid. I was going to forget you ever kissed me, but what was all that? Please, I'm already trying so hard, so very, very hard to keep my feelings inside, to do my job, to stay friends. But I can't do that when you're kissing me and it feels so good. I've had a crush on you for years. How could I not? You're the most caring and thoughtful person I know. I genuinely don't know where I would be without you. Seeing you grow up from a silly kid to a man, a gorgeous, charming, sexy man, that's been overwhelming. Me being your maid was supposed to help pay for living with you, not be a way to seduce you. Huh? You like me too? How long? Be honest with me. Don't get shy now. I want to know. Tell me. Since we were kids? Master, why didn't you tell me? Because you were my only friend and didn't want to pressure me or take advantage. Maybe you're still that same silly kid deep down. What? Hey, don't give me that, I know you aren't a kid anymore because I was huge jugs. What the heck? I'm insecure about them, you know. That's really not nice. Well, yeah, why wouldn't I be? Big breasts are desirable, but these are too big. Master, don't shake your head like that, you goof. You want to show me how much you like them? Mine? Okay, I'll let you guide my hand. That's your penis! Why is it so hard? And quite frankly, huge. No, I guess I wouldn't be lying. That's from me? Oh, just from me? And these huge, jiggly breasts, you suddenly want me to keep cleaning you? I'm sure, I guess. Master, you... What are you doing? No, I don't have a bra. Do you know how expensive it is to buy a bra with each cup the size of a freaking watermelon? No, not $50. I wasn't actually asking. Move my hands off my nipples and keep rubbing you? Are you sure? You saw what happened last time I got too close. It got messy. Okay, don't say I didn't warn you, but I'm starting with your back. You don't need to see my nipples. Yes, that's me. Yes, those are my nipples. Yeah, they're my hard nipples. What do you expect? My boobs are too big not to be pressing into your back. And of course, skin-on-skin contact is gonna feel good. I'm trying to clean you, okay? Just don't focus on the sensation. Don't focus on the sensation of my huge heaving breasts mashing, squishing into your bare back. My big puffy nipples tracing along your shoulders. Don't focus on them flicking and poking every time I move to the side. Don't focus. Don't. Master, no. Why pull me around you into your chest? You saw what happened last time you squeezed me. Don't, or I'll. No, 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 no. Fine. If you want to be messy, I'm going to get you messy. Yes, that's what you get. You wanted milk. You get milk all over your chest. Look how filthy you are from all my fresh, warm breast milk. Yeah, I was freaking insecure. But look at you blushing, heart racing, dick throbbing. I could feel your heartbeat through my tits. You know they're a part of me, right? And it's really, really hard to stay shy when I feel you freaking boner rubbing my thighs, brushing my clit. I've been holding back so much, you know, so much. Every day I've just wanted to hold you, kiss you, cradle you into my chest, shove my tongue down your throat, mount you, ride you, get freaking pregnant from you. Every day I push those feelings down, holding them in my chest. Is that why they grew so big? If it is, I'm gonna need you to take responsibility, Master. That starts right now, okay? Show me how much you like my breasts. Show me you love them this needlessly enormous. Show me how turned on you are. Oh my, taking charge? Are you getting off on my massive sweater stretching milk tanks rubbing against your bare skin? I can feel your cock straining those pants. Yeah. Keep pulling me up and down. Keep using my fat bouncing tits to massage yourself. Getting completely drenched in my milk. How much can my tits even hold? My nipples running over your abs, your chest. And when my nipples drip across yours, it's like a shot going straight through my clit. Keep squeezing me. Keep using me. Keep showing me how much you love me. Me? I mean, show me how much you love them. You love my tits. What's wrong? You look like you're about to tear up. Yes, I know you love my tits, silly. No? You love me? You love me? Master, this is so improper. I mean, I work as your maid. You deserve someone so much better, so much wealthier, so much smarter. You want me to be honest? Fine, yes, I love you too, okay? I always have. Always, always. Now get on that bed and shove your cock inside me. I need it right now. Yes. Oh, there it is. I'm not the only one with freakishly big assets. One is with that cock. It's the size of my forearm. No, I love it. I need it now. Oh, God, yes, 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 yes. Oh, it's freaking bulging out of my tummy, do you see? Finally, my master is actually inside me. This is perfect, amazing, incredible. Oh my God, it's so deep. My pussy is at its limit stretching around your girth, but it feels better than I could have ever dreamed. And every deep, thrust. It's like you're pounding your love inside of me. Please keep going. Keep fucking me. Oh, let me fuck you back. Every time my pussy slams back down in your cock, it's me saying I love you. And my pussy saying she loves your dick. There's so much in me to love back, isn't there? My petite body, but these outrageous breasts. I'm not just top heavy. I shouldn't be able to walk without toppling over. But that's what you like, isn't it? This all started from these huge tits. These tits made you lose control. Were you watching them as they grew, getting bigger and bigger and bigger? Watching as I started knocking things over, as I stopped wearing bras from them being outgrown, and now they've become freaking udders. Like, look at me. I'm riding you and they're still resting on your chest. This is crazy. You're supposed to look at my massive wobbling milkers, not at my eyes, deep into my eyes, huh? Sure, we can hold hands, of course. Look at you straight in the eyes, let you hold my hands and we interlock fingers, your penis pumping my insides, milk. Gum and pussy just everywhere. This feels right, like where I'm supposed to be. I love you. I love you so much. Tell me it back again. Tell me it. I love you too. I love you. I want more, deeper, closer, more concentrated with you. Even more of the touching. I love you so much, baby. I'll call you whatever you want. Just push me even closer. You don't want me as a mate anymore. Huh? What then? Girlfriend? No? Fuck, baby, just tell me. I can't take it anymore. You're brushing on my clit with each thrust. Not girlfriend. Wife? Are you freaking proposing about fucking? No, I love it. I love you. I love you. Of course I want to get married. I even want more. Remember I mentioned my milk leaks more when I'm ovulating? Well, that means I'm ovulating right now. We already live like we're married. Just trade the name Master for a husband. I've known you all my life. I'm ready for this. Yes, yes, I'm saying to fucking knock me up, impregnate me, make my body yours, make the whole world know our love. Let's create life. I need a baby. I love you so freaking much that I want to make more of you. You're the best person I know. Nothing could ever make me happier than getting to know your baby inside of me. Getting to create a little mix of you and me. I love you too. Please hug me as tight as you can. Pump me as hard as you can. Give me your hardest, deepest thrust and shoot all that come out. Fill me up. Impregnate me. Breed me. Yes. I can feel it. Kiss me. No. Don't get up. Help me. You made a mistake. While proposing, while we were having sex, made me was careful not to overstep. But wife me is needy and demanding. Wife wants post-sex cuddles now. I don't care there's a ridiculous amount of cum leaking out. That's your fault. If you didn't want the mess, you shouldn't have shot such an absurdly huge load. Now hush. Let me hold you into my chest. Knowing how much you like these huge boobs makes me so happy. Like I grew them for a reason. But having you in between them makes me even happier. Isn't that so relaxing, baby? All warm and soft. Feeling my skin. Breathing me in, feeling my heartbeat. It's okay if you fall asleep. That took a lot out of me too. It was really draining in more ways than one. Close your eyes and drift off. I'm here for you. You're safe. You're loved. We've been together our whole lives, and that is never going to end. We can start planning our actual wedding. Gosh, my mom is going to be so excited. I even have a little save she can use to pay for the flight over here. And most importantly, you really filled me up. There's no way I'm not pregnant by now. I've got your baby growing inside of me. A little you. Or a little me. Just starting to form. I never thought I would be this happy. Thank you so much. I love you.